Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to our every spiritual need and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children learn the good of the Bible by reading and listening to the exciting stories of God's people and their lives. This tape tells one of those stories. All scripture references are taken from the King James Version. Please listen, and then go to your Bible and read the story again to learn more as God speaks to you from His written Word. Bible Call Tape Number 724, Peter's Confession, found in Matthew chapter 16.
Jesus and His disciples had come to the country of Caesarea Philippi and were going to the villages. As they were going, Jesus asked them, "Who do men say that I am?" The disciples answered, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, others one of the prophets." The people thought John the Baptist or one of the prophets had come back to life again. Then Jesus asked His disciples, "But who say ye that I am?" Simon Peter was the one to answer. He said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus was so happy that Peter said that. Then Jesus blessed Peter. Because Jesus was God's Son, He told the disciples that He was going to build His church. This did not mean He was going to build a building. Nothing could keep Jesus from doing it. Jesus told His disciples that He would be killed, but even being killed would not keep Him from building the church. Jesus called the church that He was going to build the kingdom of heaven. Sometimes He called it the kingdom of God. In those days, there was not a church. The disciples did not know what Jesus was talking about when He talked about His church or His kingdom. Jesus told them that some of His disciples would not die until His church was built. He told them many things about the church. Now, Jesus did not build His church while He lived here on the earth. He waited until He went back to heaven to live with God, His Father. When the church was built, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to the disciples so they could remember all the things He had told them. The Holy Spirit guided them. Men were told by the Holy Spirit what to write when they wrote the New Testament.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.